just to come up for breath for 1 second, this Gemara that we just learned tells the story of Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. And the truth is, the first observation you have to make when you learn the Gemara is, it seems that Ilfa was really greater than Rabbi Yochanan. And there's two rayas from the Gemara itself. Number one, the Gemara begins Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan, not Rabbi Yochanan v'Ilfa, Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan. Whoever's mentioned first usually was more chashuv. So if Ilfa's mentioned before Rabbi Yochanan, it would seem that Ilfa was the greater of the two. When Rabbi Yochanan overhears the conversation between the two Malachi Ashares, he asks Ilfa, tell me, did you hear anything? But the Lashon HaGemara is, Omalei Rabbi Yochanan le'Ilfa. Rabbi Yochanan told Ilfa, Shomar Mar Midi? Did Mar hear anything? Mar is a Lashon of Rebbe. It's a Lashon of Master. So it seemed that Ilfa, on some level, was the master of Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa was really on a greater level than Rabbi Yochanan. However, what happened was, Ilfa stayed in yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan stayed in yeshiva, and Ilfa left yeshiva. And because Rabbi Yochanan stayed in yeshiva, he ended up steiging weiter and weiter until Lebesnoif Malach Rabbi Yochanan ended up being the Rosh Yeshiva. And the truth is that this Gemara feels eerily similar to another Gemara, a very, very well-known Gemara, the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Hei, where the Gemara brings the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael, whether a person is supposed to be Hanig Mahen Minig Derech Eretz, or like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, that if a person's going to be Chayresh B'Shas Charisha, Zayreya B'Shas Riyah, he's going to be Koitza B'Shas Ktzira, Teira Matehei Aleha. And this was the age-old machloikis, not just in Halacha, but in Hashkafa, and just from the great philosophical, theological machlokes, and what is a person supposed to do? Is the tafkid of a person to just sit and learn Torah the whole day and he'll have betochen that everything is going to figure itself out? Or, which was the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or like Rabbi Yishmael said, Hanig ben minig derech eretz. It's true. On the one hand, Vagisa b'yoyma v'layla, but then again, yeah, Pesukim in the Torah, it says, V'asafta d'ganecha, v'siroishcha v'yitzarecha, and that's the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. To a lesser degree, this Gemara here, Masechtas Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph. Now, we've spoken about this many times in the past, and Be'ezus Hashem, it will be very much a related raid bite to today's Daf, but Reb Reuven Margolis, in his introduction to his magnum opus, Margolis Sayam, on Masechtas Sanhedrin, has a small essay on this Gemara. It's called Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan, on this Gemara, and he goes through chapter and verse with beautiful diyukim kedarkei b'kodesh. But the point that Reb Reuven Margolis made was one, and that is that Ilfa left yeshiva, and because he left yeshiva, he never became Rabbi Yochanan. It's Pashit, the great Rabbi Yochanan. Whoever Rabbi Yochanan argues with in Shas, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan became one of the great Amoraim, if not the greatest Amora to ever live. But at the same time, despite the fact Ilfa left yeshiva, Esfort Gevein an Amora, and he was still Ilfa. Not Rabbi Yochanan, but he was Ilfa. And he goes through different places in Shas where Ilfa was quoted. He talks a little bit about the respect, the erech, that Rabbi Yochanan had for Ilfa. He talks about Lishonos and Chazal that describe Svarim that Ilfa wrote. The Gemara says in Menachas Daf Ayin Amad Aleph, Kasuf Apinkesei de Ilfa. It was found written on the Pinkes of Ilfa. Yerushalmi Maisris Perik Beis Halacha Dalet. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ashkachte Kasuf Bepinkesei de Chilfi. Chilfi is another name for Ilfa. He brings also Zvachim Daf Chav, Yerushalmi Trumasai Perik Aleph, Chala Perik Beis, Shabbos Perik Yudzayin in Yerushalmi. So there's many Gemaras that talk not only about Ilfa's Torah, but also about Ilfa's farm. It says Reb Reuven Margolis that really what Ilfa teaches us is that, yeah, on the one hand, someone that makes the decision that Ilfa made, it's going to come with the invoice that maybe he's not going to be Zoicha, to be Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. He'll never reach the Madrigas of Rabbi Yochanan. But at the same time, Ilfa also shows that just because a person is not sitting in the yeshiva the whole day doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't have the ability, number one, to be kedei itim b'teira b'yoyimu b'layla, but even more than that, to be able to steig in his learning and to be able to contribute tremendously in his learning. His lashon is, Rabbi Yochanan hadar, aval Ilfa huchrach lasos iska. Ilfa felt that he had to go out and do iska, mach geschäft. V'hoyo l'semel, and he goes down as a symbol of the Talmud Chacham Seicher. That's the Lashon of Reb Reuven Margolis. Ayin Shom is L'shoinus a half of a fellow. Now this Rav Reuven Margolis was the introduction to Sefer Margolis Hayam. Doesn't say why this was his introduction, but the Yoidei Dover know the real reason. It's because Rav Reuven Margolis himself was not Teirasa Yom Nasai. He was a librarian, and as the psicha, as the introduction to his magnum opus, he wrote a little bit of a ksav hisnatzlus. He almost felt like he had a fa'en for himself and explain, Mehecha Teisi, who am I to go ahead and write a sefer like this? A sefer that's on every single Sfarim Shank in Klal Yisrael. Mehecha Teisi, mi anoichi. And Rav Reuven Margolis, his answer was a one-word answer. His answer was ilfa.